The World Conference on Racism began this morning in Durban, South Africa. Thousands of delegates from more than 150 countries have traveled to that Indian Ocean port to attend the 8-day meeting. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan inaugurated the conference with a speech outlining its purpose and objectives.
We are here to share experiences, perspectives, and assessments of how far we have come and how much further we must go if racism is to be defeated. Our aim must be to banish from this new century the hatred and prejudice that have disfigured previous centuries.
NPR's Kenneth Walker joins me from Durban. There has been a lot of contention and division in the run-up to this election. Ken, how did Kofi Annan deal with that in this morning's speech?
He spoke pretty directly to them, Renee, on the issue of reparations for slavery and colonialism, and acknowledged the difficulty in assigning responsibility as events recede in history, but he insisted that responsible corporations still doing business must be held accountable. On the Middle East, he acknowledged what he called the ultimate abomination of the Holocaust, but he said that could not be used as an excuse for extrajudicial killings against the Palestinians and the continued statelessness of the Palestinians.
What then is the most difficult issue for this conference?
Probably getting agreement around those issues concerning the Middle East. Very intense passions on all sides of this question. The U.S., Israel, and Canada have sent only low-level delegations as a protest to the strong anti-Israeli language in the draft report. An American consular official actually is in the conference meeting room pending the arrival of a mid-level State Department delegation that will officially represent the U.S. Israel and its allies would rather the issues in the Middle East not be dealt with at all at this conference, but the Palestinian supporters insist that it must.
And what will it mean if the conference fails to agree on issues like the Middle East and reparations for slave trade?
Many expect the conference to adopt a plan of action that requires legislation and resources, but you know, Secretary General Annan warned of the consequences of failure here.
If we leave here without agreement, we should give comfort to the worst elements in every society. But if, after all the difficulties, we can leave with a call to action supported by all, we shall send a signal of hope to brave people struggling against racism all over the world.
One delegate here summarized the expectations of many when he said that the conference represents the internationalization of struggles against racism that heretofore had been isolated and fought in small towns and villages and within national borders. The hope of these delegates is that isolation will end.
NPR's Kenneth Walker in Durban, South Africa.